If the truth they speak is saving lives, we should listen.
You can't handle the truth.
You don't want to hear the truth.
From Philadelphia, covering the convention, Don Lemon, good morning.
Y'all, it is so much fun here. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's so much fun.
How much fun?
It's so different than Cleveland. Not to say that Cleveland wasn't fun. It's just a whole different atmosphere here. I can't really explain it. Well, I can. But last week, y'all know it was a Republican. This week, it's a Democrat's turn. It got off to a rocky start. I don't know if you saw it with Florida Congresswoman and DNC Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the DNC email controversy. She tried to speak on Monday morning at a Florida delegation breakfast and got booed off the stage.
All right, everybody, now settle down. Everybody, settle down, please.
Wow.
Oh. That was only a little bit of the time. I mean, it was really bad, and people here were booing and everything. It was bad. So they thought it was going to overshadow the convention in the beginning. She finally stepped aside, got out of the spotlight so that other speakers would not be overshadowed by the controversy. And out of all of those who did get to speak finally, they're not done because it was just one day, the one who stole the evening was, y'all got a drum roll for me anywhere? The one who stole the evening was the First Lady of the United States, who started her speech by talking about how she and the president are rearing their daughters while living in the White House.
That is what Barack and I think about every day as we try to guide and protect our girls through the challenges of this unusual life in the spotlight. How we urge them to ignore those who question their father's citizenship or faith. How we insist that the hateful language they hear from public figures on TV does not represent the true spirit of this country. How we explain that when someone is cruel or acts like a bully, you don't stoop to their level. No, our motto is, when they go low, we go high.
I mean, come on. Who do you think she was talking about?
Hello. That was huge.
Yes. Yeah, that was. She was on Mrs. Obama. The First Lady was on fire last night. The best speech of the night, I think. And it might be the best speech of this convention. Her husband has yet to go, but she was great. And the best line of the night, the best one, the one that made me cry, stopped in my track, and other people in the convention hall, people around the country, the one that made them cry was this line right here.
So that today, I wake up every morning in a house that was built by slaves. And I watch my daughters, two beautiful, intelligent black young women, playing with their dogs on the White House lawn. And because of Hillary Clinton, my daughters and all our sons and daughters now take for granted that a woman can be president of the United States.
Take for granted.
It was powerful.
So good. It was a wrap after that. She was crying. People in the audience were crying. I was crying. And that wake up in the White House built by slaves and then watching them play on the White House lawn, their dog on the White House lawn, is a brilliant line, actually overwhelming. If you actually think about living that reality. Because I think about when every day when I walk into that building, and I said this on the air this morning, as a matter of fact, when I walk into that building at CNN and I open that door in my office and I look, I'm so overwhelmed. I can't believe this little black boy. I'm like, look where I am. And so that's not even a comparison to the Obamas. Can you imagine being the president and the first lady and you are black and you are watching your kids play on the White House lawn? I don't know if I can handle that. Yes, Cory Booker was great. Elizabeth Warren was impressive. Bernie Sanders threw his full support behind Hillary Clinton. But the night belonged to one person. And that was Michelle Obama. Bow down, everybody. She was great.
Earlier, Sib pointed out the fact that the convention is being run by black women.
Yeah.
It's powerful.
Donna Brazile, Marsha Fudge.
And Reverend Leah Daughtry.
Yes, and the woman, the mayor of Baltimore, kicked it off.
Yes, Stephanie Rollins Blake. She gaveled the convention into.
The convention.
And who did you say? Who did you say?
Marsha Fudge, Congresswoman.
Looked at the audience as if to say, "You better not boo Michelle Obama when she comes out here."
And you bet not.
And she said,
"You bet not."
She had that expression on her face. You know?
I wish a Bernie supporter would.
I wish a boo would.
They are running, whatchamacallit, as much as Debbie Wasserman Schultz, everybody's mad at her. She put it together. I know they wanted to give her her due, but this is her convention that she put together. But considering that controversy, she had to step aside because that's all we would have been talking about in the media.
Only the media, it's all the Republicans would have had needed. You know, mm-hmm. to move on and to work off of.
So what's with the talk about the Russians hacked the Democratic Party's email?
Tom, there is evidence that it went.
That sounds like an episode of 24.
It does.
Or Homeland or something like
it's
that.
True, Tom. It went through Russian computers. And they listen. I don't know if it's enough evidence to tie it to Donald Trump, but they're saying that the Russians may want to help. They're saying that Donald Trump's.
See, I told you 24 was real. Did I tell you 24 was real a long time ago?
Yes, you did. Everything you learned from TV.
Yeah, I told you. Yeah.
They were warned two times. The DNC was warned about their system, and they didn't handle it fast enough. And so look what happened.
The North Koreans hacked into the film company website. Remember that?
Yep.
The interview?
That's a long time ago.
Everything you want to know is on TV. In the movies. Everything is there. I said, what? The Russians hacked them and Donald Trump paid them? That's an episode. That's
Keep
an episode of a
work,
lot of
Don.
Shows I watch. All right, Don. Good job.
Have a good one, y'all.
You too.